Hey, this is Josh from Decipher Down. You are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Hey everybody, this is Jason DeZurich, and I'm hanging out with Ryan from Silverline. How you doing? Mr. Ryan, he's running away now.
I'm doing good.
Hey, so you guys are going on tour here right now, the Voice of the Night tour, and who are you going out with?
We are not going, we are on tour as we speak with Silverline, I'm Empire, and Bright Light Parade.
Ooh, and BLP is not a sandwich, right?
That is correct.
I always have to say that. You've helped me learn that.
BLP is not a sandwich. BLT
is a sandwich.
Bacon, yes.
Potato. Yeah, bacon, lettuce, and potato. No?
No comments.
Okay. Well, hey, so Ryan, you guys are on tour right now, and you left, what, yesterday morning?
Yes. Yesterday evening.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys took off, and you're heading where now?
Down to Florida. Start the official Voices in the Night tour in Milton, Florida, which is Pensacola.
Okay, and then where you guys are going, like, all over the country on this one?
Yes, we are up all up the coast, East Coast, and then over to Minnesota. Then we're going to probably shoot West Coast, maybe do some fly dates into Texas, and then some fly dates more in Oregon and Washington.
And so is that all of March into April? Or
yeah, April 3rd. Should be the last show.
Okay. And so, okay, now you also, I'm going to go on to something else here a little bit. You have started a brand new company yourself.
I did.
And what is it called?
Last Hope Music.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what does Last Hope Music do?
It is a booking and management company that just help out a few different bands, sign bands, just help them take the next step in their career. You know, they find a label, they need booking and management, so I come alongside them and help out.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. And yeah, I mean, you've got how many bands now?
There's 6 or 7 bands on Last Hope Music. Just signed another new one, and also working with a group called Worldview Warriors, which is just some speakers, some crazy guys. But yes, mostly bands.
Well, hey, where can people find out information? Just Is it lasthopemusic.com? Is that right?
Yes.
And so if somebody wants to get a band, or even a speaker, they could come talk to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and he's just so good at this. Let's get back to the tour, though. You know, what are you guys hoping to accomplish on this tour?
We're looking to do actually a plethora of things. Threefold.
A plethora. Yeah, okay, threefold. What's that?
Would you say we have a plethora?
Yeah, I love that movie. Do you know what a plethora is? Okay, anyway.
We actually want to go out there and be very business smart on this tour. Hope to come ahead financially and make... We're not doing the band thing where, you know, go out and play any show anywhere for any price. We're trying to put a good price on Silverline in the show so that it's promoted well and that it's a high quality show. We got rented some top of the end line sound and lights and really did everything high quality so that we come in, it's a big show, it's a great production to bring in, and you'll leave the show saying that was a great show. So that's one of it that we're trying to do, the business side. And then trying to do the ministry side as well, where, you know, going out there and not just doing shows for, you know, just to do shows, but really go out there, minister to kids, talk to kids, hopefully push kids closer to God no matter where they're at in their walk.
You know, I just got done interviewing Steve, and he said that you two are talking about that you really... you know, instead of just going all over the board, just to really make it simple, the gospel simple, can you maybe you know, expand that a little bit?
We're still trying to figure that out, actually, and trying to figure out what ministry really looks like, and for ourselves, like, we're, you know, we don't want to go up there and pretend that we've got it all together. And, you know, one of the lines from a new band that I'm just working out is this chick singer, it's Icon for Hire, a new Tooth and Nail band coming out in July, and she says in one of the songs, "I dare not preach what I don't understand." And I think a lot of people get on their soapbox and just start preaching without living it and without experiencing it. And, you know, you can't talk about holiness if you're not living it. You can't talk about different things in life and condemn people. But I think we're still trying to figure out what our ministry is. We definitely want people to be saved and go to heaven, but there's so much more that goes with it, and that's why, you know, I want. It's kind of like if you have, you know, Thanksgiving dinner. You're excited about the turkey, salvation. You're excited about salvation. Yeah, you're saved. That's great, but there's so much more that comes along with it. With, you know. There's not just turkey at a Thanksgiving dinner. There's a huge meal that God has put before us, and a huge, he has everything for us, where he's given us gifts, he's given us callings, he's given us purposes. And I think that a lot of people just focus on the turkey, and they miss out on so much more. I mean, they made it into heaven. That's great. But I think there's so much more that God has for people that they're missing.
Okay, I appreciate that, because I agree with you. but, you know, with that, as far as helping people to understand that, so what you're saying is you guys are kind of going through a process of how do we go about doing that, or do we at all?
I think we're definitely going through a process as far as Silverline and me myself. I mean, I'm still like to think of myself as a young guy, so if I by any means think I have it all together, I think that's pride. And I think there's a lot of people that, you know, they figure out a small part of the Bible and they just get all excited and they go and start preaching off from a soapbox and condemning people. But, you know, I think the Bible talks about us being, you know, iron sharpens iron. I think that we all help each other and we all pour into each other, and it's more of a team as the body of Christ helping each other grow up and be holy, righteous, and just learn from each other instead of saying, I've got all the answers. You know, I'm in my 20s. I've got it figured out already. And I just think there's a lot of foolish people out there that, you know, haven't really got it all together that think they do. So I'd say that everybody should be in a process no matter what age you're at. I think you'll never figure out God completely, and it's going to be a long journey. And that's what I'm excited about.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, because it's the truth is we're in eternity right now, and we need to keep growing. You know, I mean, it's a thing of realizing, okay, once I'm dead and gone from this world, I'm still growing in the spiritual realm eternally. What do you think of that?
Yes. Well, I think, I don't know if I totally agree with it.
No problem.
But I think that when we die...
That's part of us growing together.
Yeah, I think that when we die and go to heaven, I think we'll automatically know everything. Because, you know, the part that's... We're made up of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Obviously, our body is this flesh, the body that we live in, the soul being our emotions, mind, will, and emotions, that we, you know, just go on stuff on a whim, or, hey, I want a candy bar, so I'm going to go eat it. It's very soulish. And then our spirit part, which is the God part, which is actually the part that goes to heaven. And I believe that the God part, we know all things. And I think that we actually know all things right now in a way where, you know, if you've ever had God speak to you, I can... 90-some% of the time, it's not an audible voice of, hey, go do this. It's just something you know all of a sudden. And you don't know where you come up with that. But I think God opens little parts of your spirit and speaks there to your spirit. And, you know, if you think about it, when you die, we always try to figure out God in our mind. But when we die, you know, it's a proven fact that your mind stays here. I mean, you can dig up a dead body, open it up, and you can see there's a brain there. That doesn't go to heaven, so we got to stop figuring out God in our mind and in our flesh and need to figure out God in our spirit, because that's how we're going to know him. That's the God part. And as we pray and seek God, he shows us, reveals us things, shows us, you know, you'll just say, I feel like God's calling me to go do this or go do that. It's because he's speaking to our spirit, because we're spending time with him. And when we get to heaven, you know, it'll just be there. Our God part that goes there, the spirit, who we actually are, instead of this skin, this dirt that God breathed into, is going to stay here. And a lot of people try to figure out, going back on that, with their mind, you know, if I can put two and two together, you know, God should be mathematical of, hey, this and this would work, God will answer my prayers. Hey, this and this, if I do this should work out. But God's not like that. And, you know, 2 + 2 on earth is 4. 2 + 2 to God could be yellow and we just wouldn't understand it. But I just think, you know, when we get to heaven, we'll be able to understand so much more, because we'll be pure and have none of our flesh of ourselves to corrupt him.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.